The biggest ever corporate graft trial in France has ended with jail terms and more than $20 million in fines. Nearly all of the 37 defendants were convicted, among them the top officials of what was once the country's state-owned oil firm, Elf. The millions they embezzled from the company were used to finance lavish lifestyles, support political parties, and bribe African leaders. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
The verdict was 635 pages long and ended an investigation begun 9 years ago. Everything was outsized in this case: the amount of money embezzled, the number of accused, and the number of people affected, every taxpayer in France. In handing down his sentence, the presiding judge scolded the accused, saying their personal enrichment to the tune of $340 million had hurt all French citizens. A lawyer for the oil company, now privately held, went even further than the judge. Jean Vey said the fines that will have to be paid out show that this amounted to a holdup of a company by the criminal gang that was running it. The accused were fined according to the amount embezzled. Two top executives were fined $1 and $2 million respectively, along with their jail sentence. The former president of Elf, Loïc Le Floch Prigent, was given a 5-year sentence and a $435,000 fine. But then again, the company did pay his $5 million divorce settlement and for a luxury apartment in Paris. Le Floch Prigent's lawyer said his client won't appeal.
Il ne fera pas appel. Il assume ce qu'il a fait.
My client takes responsibility for what he did, said lawyer William Bourdon. Not all of those sentenced are doing the same. André Tarallo, head of Elf's hydrocarbons division, received a 4-year sentence. For 3 decades, he was the company's Monsieur Afrique, the specialist for wheeling and dealing in Africa. That included greasing the palms of African rulers in exchange for contracts. He also chose to spend $27 million of company money on a personal villa in Corsica.
Car certainement nous envisageons de faire appel du jugement, qui est un jugement extrêmement sévère.
Tarallo's lawyer said the sentence was unfair. André Benoniel said that his client, now 76 years old, was going to appeal. Beyond the extravagant personal enrichment, much money went to middlemen in the form of illegal commissions. And some $5 million went to finance French political parties. Le Floch Prigent says they included the Gaullist party of the current president of France, Jacques Chirac, and that the former president, François Mitterrand, personally approved the illegal party financing. But no politicians have been directly targeted in this Elf trial. The former foreign minister, Roland Dumas, was convicted in a separate trial involving alleged bribes with Elf company money from his mistress, a woman who wrote a book entitled The Whore of the Republic. But Dumas was later cleared on appeal. Professor Yves Meyny, a specialist on corruption in France, says he was surprised by the heavy sentences given to the Elf executives.
You know, 10 years ago, people were very upset about corruption, but then people became a bit exhausted about, you know, these very long and painful prosecutions. So it's surprising in a way that such a severe decision is taking place in that context, but it means that the judiciary is keeping in line with principles.
Still, Meyny points out that this new severity doesn't yet extend to politicians. Jacques Chirac has been named in several high-profile corruption investigations, but the Supreme Court granted him immunity while in office. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.